I applied for a summer internship at Brookhaven National Laboratory. I was turned down. I chose instead then to go and waitress. But there's always this little feeling in the back of my mind, had I been accepted to Brookhaven, would I have gone on and gotten a doctorate?
I felt the strongest and the most empowered at 11 and a half. I thought there was everything in the world that I was going to be able to do. The wall was adolescence. I lost 20 pounds. I could have killed myself, I mean, as an anorexic.
I think the most exciting experience for me in science was the first time I gave a paper at a meeting about some of my dissertation experiments. I didn't fully believe that my experiments were all that important. I felt validated for the first time. And I guess, interestingly enough, I needed that to be sure that I was. I wasn't able to do that totally on my own.
Listening to women reflect upon their life choices, one often hears an underlying sense of uncertainty, either about career and family decisions or about their own abilities. Groundbreaking research by Harvard University psychologist Carol Gilligan and her colleague Lynn Michael Brown at Colby College in Maine suggests that women's self-doubts emerged as they entered adolescence. Gilligan and Brown found girls exuded confidence at age 9 or 10, but by 13, many had lost that sense of strength and never regained it. Psychologist Lynn Michael Brown.
If they weren't being listened to, if they weren't taken seriously, that sort of their lively questions and their outspokenness can really disappear or go underground, and that has long-term effects.
When girls lose their self-esteem, Brown says they make different choices, choices that will determine the future course of their lives. Research indicates that girls who feel intimidated or passive are less likely to pursue challenging courses at school. If girls feel they are not valued, they may be more likely to submit to unwanted sexual advances or stay in abusive relationships. Incidents of depression, eating disorders, and other psychological problems increase as girls enter adolescence. While Brown and Gilligan blame societal pressures for this loss of confidence, others believe nature, more than nurture, accounts for the changes. Whatever is responsible for this phase in girls' development, nearly everyone agrees adolescence is a difficult time for girls and boys. Although Gilligan and Brown's research suggests the challenges for girls may be greater and the impact more long-lasting, Brown agrees that both sexes can benefit from a boost in self-esteem. New York City public schools and 180 other school systems across the United States have devised a curriculum to teach girls and boys self-esteem. The WAVE program, which stands for Work, Achievement, Values, and Education, started this year at Public School 117, a middle school in the South Bronx section of New York City. Principal Saul Brodsky outlines the program's goals.
We're basically telling the students that they are worthy, that they do have a future, that they have a career, that they can make progress, that they can achieve some success in certain areas, and we try and lay out what those areas for them in a way that it's manageable type of a project for them.
PS 117 is in a tough neighborhood. Three security officers guard the school entrance. The dropout rate here is high. About 80% of the students are Hispanic, and more than one-third have only limited proficiency in English.
I have to talk to you about what took place. Un momento, por favor.
Saul Brodsky sees the WAVE program as a tool to teach kids the skills they need in and out of school. WAVE was designed as a dropout prevention program, helping students make a stronger connection between what they learn in school and what they need to know in the working world.
It says on the paper, you are a family that has just won $1,000 in the lottery and must decide how to use it three ways most effectively.
In a WAVE classroom, Jessica Arkin asked students in her 7th grade class what they do after winning $1,000 in the lottery. And in the process, she's teaching them the value of budgeting money and planning for the future.
But three of them came to mind most important. First of all, we spend $300 on food for health reasons because we need to be strong and healthy all the time.
While the WAVE program is offered to both boys and girls, school administrators say girls have special needs. Jean Rance helped bring the WAVE program to the New York schools.
Based on the research, it certainly suggests that girls do have a more difficult time And unfortunately, I think sometimes that problem comes about because teachers don't always give girls the support that they need or encouragement to let them know that they can, in fact, do and be anything that they want to.
But in Jessica Arkin's WAVE class, the girls seem to be getting all the right messages, and they see great possibilities for their future.
We need to get the education that's needed, and then when we get our diploma, we go to college. Then we could, when we have our degree and everything, master's degree, we could go anywhere in the world and have the career that we want.
Ms. Arkin's making us, you know, to keep on going. So she gives us a lot of opinions. So don't use drugs, don't do nothing, just keep on going to your college. Kim, you're going to be what you want to be in the future.
And never stop. If that's your goal, go for it.
Despite these girls' apparent optimism, critics debate whether self-esteem can or should be taught in school. But WAVE administrators point to a nationally recognized Coopersmith test of self-esteem. Scores for students who have been in a WAVE classroom go up considerably. Psychologist Lynn Michael Brown says school-based self-esteem programs do help, but perhaps not enough to overcome deeply rooted problems, especially among young girls.
I don't know that it's enough. The family, parents play a very important role in kids' lives. I think it's something. I mean, it's a place where we can have an effect. If there's one voice, if there's one place where a girl is hearing or helping to see herself as a valuable person, as someone worthy of respect, as someone worth listening to, then I think that plants a seed.
Brown and Gilligan's research also finds that the struggle with self-esteem is hardly limited to girls in poor neighborhoods. It cuts across race and class lines and is a challenge facing even the brightest young women. For the Christian Science Monitor, I'm Ann Donahue in New York.